Top of the second hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast this Thursday, August 15th, 2019. Man, how time flies. That first hour went by so fast, didn't it? Wow, I'm being facetious. Again, I appreciate your patience. Thank you. So, kind of picking up from yesterday, again, speaking of the fires, the wildfires, I thought it was interesting. The U.S. National Weather Service, Boise office, I'll include this in today's links too, in today's archive. I need to get on top of that. I have my own notes, but I need to post those. I know. I'll do that this week. I'll try to do that after this broadcast, in fact, for all of this week's archives. Anyway, U.S. National Weather Service Boise, Idaho office posted on August 11th, over 35,000 lightning strikes occurred over the Pacific Northwest over the past 48 hours. Here's a look at the current wildfires as well. Some unassuming person didn't realize that that's a no-no. You don't do that. You know, we can't show lightning strikes and wildfires in the same image. And you can see, based on, well, I mean, I'm probably, it might be reaching here, but it's just interesting that the weather and the lightning strikes that the weather seems to create seem to correspond very closely to the wildfires. So again, you know, just another curious coincidence. Look at all these lightning strikes and look at all these wildfires. And I wonder what's causing those electrical storms. You know, Tesla, master of lightning. Just another coincidence. So I thought that was interesting, but I was talking about, I'm going to get into personalizing this broadcast. I've been personalizing this broadcast. You know, I was dealing with, I'm going through some stuff right now with my father's estate, you know, after his passing. That's been eye-opening, to say the least. I think it's interesting in my experience that being this close to the situation, I mean, I've had loved ones and family members pass away. I've never been this close to the situation and, you know, matters, you know, estate, probate, those kinds of things. I've never had to deal with that. And I'm telling you what, seeing what I've seen since the middle of May, I have been saying this. I thought I was a fairly astute, you know, observant person, able to get a pretty decent read on most people and situations and things. Man, this has revealed character in a way I've never seen. And I have been saying, I wish there was a way to separate out the grief of this experience and to be able to use this as a litmus test for character, because it reveals character immediately. If you've gone through what I'm talking about, you know what I'm talking about. And you can see it. Everybody that I've talked to who's gone through a situation like this has said the same thing. Absolutely. You can see it immediately. On one side, you have people gathered around my father, for example, who are comforting him as he passes away. On the other side, you have people laughing and joking outside the room in the hallway, talking about how they're going to divide up stuff. This is, you know, I mean, it reveals character. And it's, you know, it's very sad and unfortunate. And it seems pretty permanent, in my opinion. It doesn't strike me as some kind of just flawed perception or something on a person's part. It strikes me as what I would call a fundamental character flaw. So pervasive, so deeply rooted, that it's probably what I would call permanent. Dividing the sheep and the goats, the wheats and the tares, or the, you know, wheat and the chaff, that kind of stuff. It's interesting. So that's part of personalizing this broadcast, which I've been trying to do, not for any particular reason, but because it seems like it's time. I've refrained for different reasons. I'll explain in a minute, but it's, you know, a validation of it that I heard not too long ago was listening to Kevin Hart talk about his comedy, and he talked about the fact that he used to joke about things, you know, general observations, and he was funny, but he wasn't funny on the level that he is now. He wasn't, you know, a household name nationwide and known worldwide. And that didn't change until he started to personalize his own comedy and talk about his own life. And when he did that, everything changed. And so that was an interesting and provocative insight and kind of a validation. Anyway, so this broadcast has been becoming more personal, and there are reasons that I haven't done that in the past. Obviously, privacy is one of those. I'll talk more about that in a minute. But it's becoming more personalized because I think it's of value, you know, for whatever it's worth. Again, I'll talk more about that in a minute. But speaking of the story yesterday that I mentioned, which I think is emblematic of things happening across not only Montana, but across the country, across America, in every state. This story, Troy takes steps to improve the internet. There are a couple of other stories, and those will be included in yesterday's archive as well as today's, I believe. I'll do that. So it starts with this Western News article. Troy, one of six governor picks for economic effort, October 19, 2018. So this other story in the Montanian says that in October of 2018, Lieutenant Governor Cooney visited Troy as part of the Main Street Montana Rural Partners Project. And people say, what? Really? Yeah. Met down at the Silver Spur and, you know, what's that? Well, you've been to Troy, you know what I'm talking about. Anyway, so you go back to this story, the Western News, Troy, one of six governor picks for economic effort, October 19, 2018. So they're talking about lots of stuff, brainstorm, tourism, agriculture, broadband, manufacture, get involved. So it says, though no conclusions were reached that day, the group also discussed the lack of broadband access outside of city limits in Lincoln County and potential ways to address that. It also discussed the limitations of current providers and drawbacks of satellite service, though the group did not discuss the unavoidability of slow upload speeds of satellite compared to fiber optic. The group did discuss the potential of a cooperative, either existing or created for the purpose, to serve as a way of getting broadband service to more remote areas. Aha. Yeah. After Troy Mayor Dallas Carr brought up previous discussions with Senator John Tester regarding the subject, Cooney said that his office could reach out to the Montana Department of Transportation regarding possible restrictions on potential broadband projects related to the bridge west of Troy. So, here's a little blurb. You know, generally, this was a subject that was broached in this October powwow. And, you know, that everybody knew about except nobody knew about. It's one of the subjects. You jump from there, and, of course, the Yaak Valley Forest Council, which has what to do with broadband? Yaak Valley Forest Council. There are tie-ins. It's, you know, communitarian, technocratic scope creep, I would call it. I would call it scope creep. Professionally, that's the term. It's scope creep. And in this sense, it's very nefarious. It's very malignant. It's very metastatic. And, you know, we're going to subsume every bit of power and control and authority and property. And, you know, isn't it interesting, by the way, that we're supposed to think, nah, owning property's not a, that's not important. But speaking of this issue and the Yaak Valley Forest Council, I've mentioned stories in this area where these little organizations that are part and parcel to the Club of Rome and, you know, World Wildlife Fund, Sierra Club, blah, 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 trying to just gobble up and rewild the country. If owning property is not important, then why do they keep trying to piecemeal these rewilding efforts? 10 acres here, 40 acres there. Here's another little nonprofit group. And where did they get all of the hundreds of thousands and millions of dollars to buy up all this property? I digress. So you have this story. Here's the point. You have the story I mentioned yesterday. Troy takes steps to improve the internet. A strategic plan to bring reliable broadband internet access. Blah, blah, blah. Thank heaven for Deloitte's philanthropic, humanitarian, benevolent, you know. Thank you for donating your research work pro bono. How nice. Isn't that nice? The new roadmap was developed during the following months through pro bono work done by the consulting firm Deloitte. Uh-huh. There has to be some kind of bad joke in there somewhere. Deloitte, the audit consulting advisory and tax services giant, doing pro bono work. You see what I'm saying? It's kind of an oxymoron. In other words, qui bono, not pro bono. The operative term is not pro bono, it's qui bono. Who benefits? Who benefits from this pro bono work? All right, so what's the point? The point is, I mentioned this story yesterday. I already rode this dead horse into the ground. Mixing metaphors, never good. So I talked about this story yesterday. The point is, along the way, when I mentioned the sentence, the intent is not just to improve internet service in the city of Troy, but also to bring reliable broadband to surrounding areas such as the Yaak Valley, the Bull River Valley, Old Highway 2, and Lake Creek and Iron Creek areas. And I mentioned specifically yesterday that I know, I have it on good authority, in fact, I know, the Old Highway 2 area has good internets. And this was part of the message that I sent Ms. Bordop. You know, I mentioned yesterday the alleged issue. Actually, it really doesn't speak to an issue. It just says, you know, reliable. Well, some of these areas, including the Old Highway 2 area, already have reliable broadband. They already have reliable internets. And I said I have it on good authority. In fact, I know. And to validate that point, I would tell you that I'm actually broadcasting from there today. So if this broadcast is coming through loud and clear and there's stuff going on, you know, I have other programs running. And, you know, two browser windows, Firefox, one is 419 tabs, the other is 7. I know that's ridiculous. 419 tabs, 7 in the other, you know, Skype, email, other things running. And if this broadcast is, and of course the usual Microsoft stuff, you know, you have to update immediately. There's a vulnerability. Is there really, or is that just a surreptitious justification to install another backdoor? Forgive me. I'm cynical. So anyway, this broadcast is going out over the interwebs from the old Highway 2 area in Troy, Montana. And so if it's coming through clear, seems like the interwebs are functioning significantly better than what we've been told. You know? Yes, there is running water. Yes, there is indoor plumbing. Believe it or not, it's crazy. Even electricity. It's just, I mean, you would never think it. But it's true. It's amazing. So I just thought, you know, I thought it would be fun to prove that claim. So there's your proof. This broadcast is coming to you live from the old Highway 2 area in Troy, Montana. To get back to the personalizing of this broadcast, let me see if I can find my notes on that real quick, because I was thinking about that, and I had some specific thoughts on that. I thought I was going to open the week with those. Yeah. I wanted to save this for a day when we bump some oldies, like, you know, maybe Cult of Personality, because I never wanted to create a Cult of Personality. Maybe, what's that song by... what the heck is his name? Richard Marx. Sign it on the dotted line. You know, we should Don't Mean Nothing, I think, is the name of the song. But that line, you know. You start thinking about this, you know. No victim, no crime. Don't mean nothing. Till you sign it on the dotted line. That's one that should get maybe a little bit of play, Cult of Personality. But I was thinking some of the, you know, the older stuff like C.W. McCall would be fun to do. Maybe some Gordon Lightfoot and stuff like that. We'll have to work on that. So here's the point. When it comes to personalizing the broadcast, admittedly, I'm slow. I've said it in the past. I've mentioned how it took me about 7 to 8 years to figure out wrestling, for example. And, you know, web stuff to a certain degree. It took time to really understand things professionally. You know, you hear you got to put in your 10,000 hours. I remember hearing the guy who started Decision One Mortgage and sold it for an obscene amount to HSBC. He said it took him 5 years to find the front door in the business. I believe that. You hear people say things like that. So it took me longer, I think. I'm slow. But in that sense, I think I finally identified, if not struck, a proper balance. I never wanted to create a Cult of Personality. In fact, quite the contrary, with this broadcast, that is. Early on, I really tried to stay out of the way of the information, to a fault perhaps, and to the abrogation of self, some might say. And lately, I've shifted back sort of to center, you might say. And I've been sharing more personal details about myself as a way of humanizing the broadcast, so to speak. I don't like that term, but for lack of a better. And I still don't want to create a cult of cult following or a cult personality. Not that I ever could. But I also don't want to be indistinguishable from Alpha Go Bots, if you know what I mean. Stick around, we'll be right back.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
I haven't even gotten to the crazy stories. Let me do some of that, actually. I threatened to mention some crazy stories yesterday. I just, everywhere I look, I see them, and they just, like, they fall out of the sky everywhere I look. I don't know. It's like, I don't know. Some people, you know, I've mentioned this, what I call a pornographic addiction to tragedy. I think people have different sort of pornographic addictions. And it's funny, you know, that you hear the terms word porn and food porn, which I think is a way to normalize the abnormal and things that we shouldn't talk about. That's a different subject. But in that sort of context, I think some people are really addicted to the, you know, the sort of tragic and sensational nature of stories. It's kind of you know, it's an adrenaline rush. It's the juices flowing a little bit. Oh, my goodness. And it's fun to know things and be on the cutting edge of stuff. But, you know, at a certain point, you have to ask yourself, am I really? Because all I'm doing is regurgitating things that are being fed to me in one fashion or another. Even if you're finding those things, you know, I could argue that we're regurgitating things at a certain point. And I'm including myself. I'm not leaving myself out of that. So you start to think in that context, and then, you know, along with things, you know, the perspective that Larkin, Texas has shared, for example, I think of that conversation that we had on air, in particular back in about 2013. And he just sort of, you know, gave me an earful about regurgitating mainstream news. And I have to say, it's a valid point, for sure. So you start thinking in that context, and suddenly you're not real excited about seeing whatever the latest thing is. In fact, you know, maybe the Amish, Hutterite, you know, Mennonite folks, maybe they have the right idea in not paying too much attention to that stuff. So, when you start thinking that way, then you're not quite as excited. And you're not anxious to find out what the latest thing is. And then the irony, I think, is that you sort of become, you know, it's not uncommon to become besieged with stories. They just seem to fall out of the sky. And it's always bad. I mean, as a general rule. So I'll give you a couple of examples, maybe, and then we'll move on. By the way, the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Again, 800-313-9443. So here's one. I was hopeful when I saw this headline. The EPA grows a pair and takes a stand on glyphosate. It's offensive. It's not appropriate. But, you know, Josh Bloom's article 2 days ago over at the American Council on Science and Health, I thought, you know what? Wow. Maybe the EPA grows a pear and takes a stand on glyphosate. And I thought, you know what? Because I wasn't aware of the nuances of the context of his article. And I quickly realized that really this is, you know, Isaiah 5, woe to them who put light for dark and dark for light. It is Orwellian styled sophistry. It's the inversion of reality. And I will tell you what I mean here in a second. So, yeah, it's talking about EPA Administrator Andrew Wheeler making a statement, we will not allow California's flawed program to dictate federal policy. Josh Bloom writes, good for him. Wheeler is dead on. The evidence, quote-unquote, supporting the carcinogenicity of the chemical glyphosate is not only flimsy, it's a product of fraudulent research by the International Agency on Cancer Research. Really? So a $2 billion settlement, a $289 million settlement, another several $289 million settlements are, you know, and more than 10,000 pending lawsuits are really all based on, they're all a product of fraudulent research. Explain that to all the people who are dying of non-Hodgkin lymphoma. Product of fraudulent research. Explain that to my friend who, you know, anyway, I digress. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
OMG! People are jumping on board to the Life Change Tea Regiment. Brew, steep, and drink for a gentle, taste-great cleanse. It's changing how they feel. See what everybody's talking about. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Life Change Tea aids in digestive slowdown and helps people get moving down a healthy path. We won't make claims. We'll just let you decide. Experience is much better than a commercial anyway. If you want results, log on to GetTheTea.com and purchase your Super Strength Cleansing Tea. You won't be disappointed. And if you're looking for some mind-body suggestions, go to YouTube and punch in the search bar, Health Matters Now. That's Health Matters Now. Put power into your health now. So, GetTheTea.com, that's GetTheTea.com for Super Strength Tea. And YouTube, Health Matters Now. That's Health Matters Now for valuable suggestions. GetTheTea.com, the tea that makes you go.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. Bottom of the second hour of today's broadcast is Thursday, August 15, 2019. And let's go to the phones real quick and grab William in Montana. William, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, William.
Hey, I spent a great day away from mainstream media and digital events, and I went to the Northwest Montana Fair and Rodeo.
Right on.
Very, very amazing. I stepped out
I have
of my
a question.
Car and
I have a question. Was there a high profile incident by chance?
Oh, no high pro,
no?
But very informative. I stepped out of the car and I walked 40 feet and I was in the midst of swine judging all of these very clean cut kids. And white shirts were out there in the ring. There was about 400 people watching, about 100 kids compete, and they were herding their swine, their hog that they raised. And some of these kids were like, you know, one-fourth the weight of the hogs that they were running around this ring so that the judge this guy who really knows his hogs was out there looking at him, and every once in a while he would come over and he would stop one of these kids, and they would have, I only heard about three of these conversations near the fence where I was, and he would just go into like 20 things about this hog, you know, wow, about its muscling, about its weight, its girth, its shoulders, its hams, and these kids were taking in every word. And I was inspired that there were so many kids, I say kids, you know, 10 to 17, who knew how to raise hogs and also knew how to walk these things around. A lot of times they had a mind of their own. And these kids would just jump in and put their foot right in the right place. Sometimes the hogs would lay down and these kids would come over and knee them in the back and raise them up. And I was spellbound for over an hour watching all these, I say kids, these young men and women, show what they had raised. And it gave me great inspiration that there were still kids, you know, who knew how to raise and take care of hogs and thought that that was important. I mean, that gave me great hope.
Yeah.
You know,
me
and to
too.
See, you know, to just see this type of decency. And, you know, I was checking out some of the sweatshirts that the kids were wearing who weren't competing, and it was like, I need my ride time. And there was a, you know, a picture on the sweatshirt of a horse. I need my ride time. I mean, don't we all need our ride time, you know, away from mainstream media? And I thought, oh,
absolutely,
what did I miss, though? What did I miss? So I ran back, and I just opened up one little news feed, and it said, well, who killed Epstein is going to rival the JFK conspiracies.
Exactly.
And I thought, what?
Another,
you know, it's going to rival. What do you mean?
Yeah.
It was a jailbreak.
Another, another wonderful modified limited hangout.
Who killed him? It was a jailbreak, and it wasn't even a daring jailbreak. It was just the truck showed up, the jailer opened up the thing, they took out something that appeared to be a body, and in jail, out of jail. End of story. Why think anything else? Why go in and say, yes, but I want to know more about it. I don't know. I don't want to know a thing about it. You know, I already know what happened.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's interesting. I've seen one video. What is the drug now? I can't think of it. Yeah, somebody did a drug on the, or a video on a drug that induces a state of, you know, paralysis and slowed body function to the point that, you know, it mimics death. And whether or not that even needed to happen. Like you say, you know, maybe there was a little bit of makeup in places, everyone, oh my goodness, it looks like he's dead, gone. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Or the scenario I thought about was, the warden calls down and says, okay, the people are here to take away the body, and the jailer who was doing the suicide watch was, what body? I said, well, you know, Epstein. And he said, no, I'm looking on the screen right now. He's sitting on the edge of his bed smiling. It was like, you know, he's smiling. He's not dead. And he said, open the door and let, you know, this truck come in and this one guy wheel him out, the dead body. What? He's the dead body. And then end of story. And then the mainstream media, as if on cue, start spewing out all of this stuff. And I mean, this is just one thing. I mean, all of those tragedies, all of that tragedy porn, I mean, you could go in there, and if you dissected it, you would find out, like, I don't think it happened the way they said it happened.
Right.
You know, I just have a hunch.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure I saw that not too long ago. The most recent incarnation of that I remember was Ocean's 12 back in 2004, right? Starring Andy Garcia.
Right.
Anyway.
Yep.
Yeah.
But I mean, it was amazing walking around. This is not a big, you know, fair like the New York State Fair. I mean, this is very down home, manageable, friendly.
Yeah.
I mean, just walking around. I mean, you could walk the whole thing in 25, 30 minutes if you wanted to. And it was what I loved was how many. I mean, I sat behind three teenage girls and two guys, and they were talking about these hogs, the relative merits. And they said, oh, yeah, the leanness is really off. I was like, they all looked the same to me. And it was like, no, look, the blade loin. Look at the forearm. And I was like, here are, you know, when you think like kids are, you know, playing video games and they're completely selfish and they're all this stuff. These kids were talking about a hog as it came running past. And then another comment would be, I think he needs to have more control. And then they were talking about how, look, when a hog does that, you put your foot right underneath there and you knee him. And he'll go the other way. And they were talking about all this stuff, not only how to raise your hog and what your hog looked like, but also how to manage this hog to show him off to this guy that was walking around and knew his hogs. I mean, and then you would hear people cheer, you know, like, oh, look at that. Look at the hand. Look at the blade loin. I mean, that is well formed. And I was like, what's the blade loin? You know, but
yeah.
The fact that these kids knew this was great. It was like as inspiring as I talk about when I go out into a field and all the wheat is turning golden now in the fields, and I feel like I'm driving through paradise when I'm, you know, going to pick up my wife at work.
Well, I'm definitely. I feel like I'm listening to paradise right now. I think we could just end it on that note. That's it, folks. End a broadcast.
But that's how you have to take the medicine to cure your disease. You know, if you're suffering from this morbid, you know, preoccupation where you need your fix of how bad things are, you know, why do you think that you're not feeling so well? Why do you think that you don't sleep well at night? Because you're not feeding the body and the mind and the heart and the soul. And if you don't do that on a regular basis, you know, how are you going to change the world? You know, and how are you going to change your world and the world of your family, which is the most important, you know, thing on the table? Not trying to change the globalists will probably be doing what they're doing for a long time until, you know, who knows what. But you got to feed your soul, you got to feed your body, and you don't do that on the internet, and you don't do that with your nose glued to the crud that's being pushed out nonstop from mainstream media, and even I have to say some of the alternative media just become so rabid over the offense. And I'm saying, do you see what that's doing to you? I mean, they already captured you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you may say, we need to turn this around, but you're already captured by the offense.
So, amen.
Anyway, that's my little rant. I was into hogs yesterday, and I feel great today because of it.
I thought there was going to be some kind of, you know, metaphorical or euphemistic allusion to, you know, politics and chicanery and things, but it just didn't come, and that's okay.
That's really falling down on keeping up with what's happening. I mean, I have to admit it. I'm not as good as I used to be in that category. I used to know everything, and now I don't know much at all, and I'm the better for it.
I think that we could definitely take a few cues and hints and notes from you, for sure. I mean, you know, knowing what you've done to try to understand what, you know, folks in a land far, far away are really trying to say, what they're really saying, and knowing that you've, you know, the lengths that you've gone to reach out to make, you know, diplomatic inroads, so to speak. I mean, man, I think you are a statesman, sir, and we all could take a cue from you for sure.
Well, I may have to go back and have another hit today because, you know, I think they're going to, I saw some, I didn't know that Angus cattle had fuzzy ears. So, I mean, that's what I learned yesterday. And I was
right
like,
on.
Oh, I feel kind of amiss because I've been partaking of that delicious Angus, and I didn't know they had fuzzy ears. I don't know whether that's going to, you know, do anything about my consumption, but
yeah.
I was like, they have fuzzy ears. And I met this 16-year-old girl and her family, and she had these five Angus that probably weighed total, probably like 9,000 pounds of Angus that she was responsible for. And she
wow.
was talking about each one individually. She pointed out some things about what was different from one and the other. And I'm just thinking, boy, you just made my day. I feel hope in the future that
yeah.
that there is a teenager who can talk, you know, with love and intelligence about these animals that she saw, you know, come out as calves. You know, she was there in the barn at night, you know, when a couple of these were born, and now they weigh 1,300 pounds. And I mean, that's something to really inspire you. I mean, you're not going to, the world's not going to disappear, and neither will your experience with the world. So you're
yeah.
not going to lose any edge. But if you don't feed that deep feeling inside you that there is hope for the future, and that there is a way to deal with this craziness, I mean, you slowly go, you know, insane yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's not like you're turning your back on the world, but what you're doing is you're feeding yourself the nutrients that you need to deal with whatever comes down the pike.
Yeah, absolutely. Well said. And, you know, the only thing that would make it better, you know, I would faint with joy if you said that you were talking to these young people and
yep.
like the young lady that you're talking about, you know, you said, so can I follow you on Facebook or something? And she said, what's a Facebook?
Yeah.
I would faint
well,
with joy.
Well, I can tell you that these kids were really into it because the four that were sitting in front of me, if five were sitting in front of me, they were directed at this. I mean, they may, you know, play video games. They may have a, you know, go on
sure.
to, you know, Facebook. I don't know. But I didn't see anybody pull out their cell phone to look at.
Mm-hmm.
I saw people pull out their cell phone, you know, their smartphone to photograph a bunch
mm-hmm.
of hogs running around in an arena. But I didn't see anybody text messaging at that time. But I saw a lot of people,
yeah.
you know, photographing, and I was like, what are they photographing? You know, I saw this one little boy. He probably weighed like 75 pounds, and he was dealing with his hog, which was probably somewhere in the class of, you know, 270, 280 pounds. And this hog didn't want to go the way that he wanted to take the hog back to the judge so the judge could look at his hog. And it wouldn't go the way he wanted it to go, so this little boy just literally ran around the hog and put his foot, you know, right behind the hog's shoulder and just kneed him, and the hog went in the right direction. And I thought, you realize that hog weighs three times as much as you. He could break your leg.
Yeah.
But this kid
Isn't
was fearless.
That
and that fearlessness
wow.
is, if you generate that fearlessness
yeah.
in your childhood, you're going to carry it
yep.
all the way through life.
A commanding presence, absolutely.
Right.
Wonderful.
So anyway,
yeah,
that's my antidote to the bad, you know, tragedy porn that seems to
yeah.
be the run-of-the-mill, you know, that you're getting over the internet and mainstream media. So that's my gift to everybody. I feel blessed, and I'm going to go back
I hope
for another
that,
hit.
I hope that servers and bunkers like Camp Williams and Cheltenham and everywhere are being overloaded with photos of swine Stick around, folks. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
Thanks, William. Much appreciated.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Holy cow, William, you said a mouthful, and people, man, many thanks from lots of folks coming from all over the place, so a resounding thank you, and man, your sentiments, this is, you know, this is good stuff. So like I said, I hope that the bunker at Camp Williams and all those co-located, those phantom data centers, the Five Eyes, 14 Eyes, you know, Echelon, Cheltenham, you know, GCHQ, all of those, I hope they're just you know, flooding over with photos of swine and, you know, Angus and, you know, bovine photos and swine photos and great stuff like that. I hope that the facial recognition technology can, I hope it just burns out on bovine photos and swine photos. The chemical that I was thinking of, the toxin is tetrodotoxin, and it's, you know, the puffer fish toxin. That was the one that I was thinking of, just for the record. And I will probably include the video that I was thinking of. I'll include all of this stuff in links. About to go to a break, but in the interest of time, back to the phones. Fred in Iowa, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Yeah, I don't think I can get it all out before the break. I was going to come on today and hammer like hell on a tough subject, but sweet William, wowie, changed yeah. my mind and my he made my day. Anyhow,
me
I
too.
Can experience the same thing that Sweet William experienced. I went to this little local town county fair and watched the kids with the goats and the sheep and the hogs and the black Angus cattle and the Chardonnays and all that. And I come from a farm background. But to hear of William's happiness and peace, boy, that rubbed right off on me. And then yesterday when I went to the Amish and they got a Ben Dent store, anyhow, I buy a lot of stuff from them at about 30% of the normal price. And I talked to the young girl there, Amish girl, 13 or 14 years old, about Amish education and how when they graduate from the eighth grade, they come in on as the equivalent of a freshman in college. But, you know, when I use the term or the name Sweet William, you know, I think of William as Brilliant William. But by golly, I you know, I'm going to think of him as Brilliant Sweet William because I can understand, I can empathize with this sense of peace and happiness and even joy and those
yeah.
golden yellow wheat fields and everything. And I may...
When your doctor
I may
hold
move
that thought, cholesterol or block hold that thought okay. if you'd like. We'll be right
what
back, folks.
Do?
When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.